You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good afternoon, church. Today, it's a great privilege to be standing in front of you here and preaching the heart of God, which is mission. Last week, we talked about God's mission. Today, this is our week two in our series, The Beat. We will be talking about our mission as a church. If you're going to listen to the heartbeat of God, you will surely hear nations, nations, make disciples to the nations, because that is the ultimate heartbeat of God, which is to make disciples of all nations. Come on now. As a human being, like God, we also have heartbeat, right? Yeah. And my question for you is, for whom is your heart beating? And going back, when we say heartbeat of God, it's always been nations, making disciples to all nations. And today we will be looking at Matthew 28, 18 to 20. It says here, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. When you're going to look at the verse, if you're going to understand the context of this verse, this is the time when Jesus is about to ascend to heaven. This is the time that he gathered his disciples, his apostles, to leave one important task. Have you heard of the question, the Miss Universe question? If you're going to die tomorrow, what will you do today? Maybe some of you will tell me that, Gigi, if I were going to die tomorrow, I will spend time with my family. Or I will go to a buffet and eat the most expensive food or all my favorite food. Or I will go and preach the gospel, change the world. Or some of you, I will just spend time with my significant other and die in his arms. Sarada! And if you're going to look at this verse, this is the last chance of Jesus to gather his disciples and to leave one task. And this one task is what? To go therefore and make disciples of all nations. You know what? The apostles and Jesus Christ has been together for 3 years. And how many of you here have best friends? And you are together with 5 years, 3 years, and you talk a lot. You shared wisdom. So this is what happened. This is the relationship. Can you imagine with me the relationship of Jesus Christ and the apostles? Jesus Christ has taught a lot of things to the disciples. But why is this one task? And this must be very important to God, to Jesus. Of all, he could say na, love your neighbor, be generous, but go therefore and make disciples. Why? Because when God created the world, it was perfect. It was wonderful until sin came in. Sin ruined the beautiful creation of God. Sin destroyed the glorious creation of God. And as a father, he wants us to enjoy his creation. He wants his children na makaila sa iyaha. But based on data that I'll be showing to you, there's still 41% unreached people group. If you see unreached people group, these are the people who have not heard the gospel or who doesn't have any chance to hear the gospel. Wow. There are still millions of people. The command of God in Matthew 18, 19, to go therefore and make disciples of all nations is not finished yet because there is still 41% unreached people group. Do you realize that we were once part of that unreached people group until there were brave people who crossed the sea and ocean to preach the gospel in the Philippines. I am so grateful with the early Christian churches I am so grateful with their obedience. They did not think of the distance, even how far it is. They really obeyed God and made disciples in the Philippines. That's why we are now a Christian nation. That's why we are now enjoying the presence of God. That's why we are freely worshiping God today. Did you enjoy the worship a while ago?
Yeah.
I'm so thankful with these people who obeyed Jesus to go and make disciples. And right now, if I will ask you, are you taking part of what God is doing in the nation? Ask yourself, am I taking part of what God is doing in the nation? I hope and pray that right now you have that heart, you have that nation in mind, that you are already praying that the people in that nation will be saved. I pray, I encourage you, think of a nation and pray for that nation every single day. Now let's go back to the verse, Matthew 28, 18, 20 is a verse talking about Great Commission. What is Great Commission, by the way? The Great Commission is the greatest challenge ever given to man, but the greatest person who ever lived, concerning the greatest power ever revealed, and the greatest promise ever recorded, to preach the greatest message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the greatest platform, which is the whole world. What a great privilege, what a great opportunity for us to preach the greatest message. What is the greatest message that you have received? Maybe text from your crush. Hello, eat na ka. Maybe that's the greatest message that you could balon na ni text siya, ni eat na ka. Di ba ipang hinambog dyan na ni mo? Uy, ni na, ni kita. Ipang hinambog dyan. How much more the greatest message, which is the gospel. Now, we are given the privilege and the opportunity to preach it to the world. If we want to fully understand our mission, there are five truths that we need to embrace from this passage. First is person. Everything begins with the person of Jesus Christ. We have no mission to talk about without Jesus. There is no mission if there is no Jesus Christ. Everything that we are doing, everything we do for the nations, everything that we do to make disciples is because of Jesus Christ. I know our pastor Archie is very handsome, but we're not doing it for this, but we are doing it for Jesus. It says here in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority. The Great Commission is not about program, but it is about the person of Jesus Christ, in whom all authority in heaven has been given to him by God himself. It says here in Psalm 24, 1, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. There is no mission without Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate reason why we do missions. The phrase all authority in Matthew 28, 18, what does it imply? It implies the right power. So it means there is wrong usage of power, right? So all authority implies the right power and the right giving of order. Jesus' death and resurrection conquered Satan, sin, and death. And now Jesus delegated that authority to us. Who are we? We don't deserve that, but God chose to delegate that authority to you and me. What a privilege. And since Jesus delegated authority to us, we can now confidently go to the nation and make disciples. People are asking me, Gigi, are you in a good state of mind that you're going to the nation of Lebanon? We know the status of Lebanon, the safety. But to tell you guys, I am confident to go there because Jesus will be with me. Jesus will be with me. And I will be going to the nation of Lebanon because Jesus loved the Lebanese people. It is because of Jesus' love for the Lebanese that is why I am going to the nation. Even though gusto na sila ka guwapo dira, guwapo, really, Jesus, Javon, Jesus. Father, fix your eyes on Jesus. Huh? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Why am I doing this one? Jesus. Jesus. The second truth is people. Referring to God's people, which is the church. Say church. Who are the church? You. You are the church. It's you, 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 you. You are and we are a church. And the best way to effectively carry out the task of the Great Commission is through the local church. You're the local church. The local church is the engine. It's the engine of world missions. The local church, what a privilege. A local church is healthy when missions is not something we do, but it's something we are. If you say mission, it's not only a task, but if you say victory, Dumaguete, we are talking missions. Our battle cry is mission. Meaning, if we're going to check our blood, it must show mission, mission. That's victory, Dumaguete. That must be our ultimate DNA, missions. We have been blessed by God. Why do you think you are so rich? Why do you think you are so skillful? Because you will be a blessing to the world. If we don't go and preach the gospel, we lose the privilege of blessing the world. Can you imagine that? We have this privilege to bless the nation. I'm not telling you na ay na mo pag-worship. No, you are not just here to worship, to enjoy the presence of God, and to be the recipient of the word, but you are a doer of the word. You are not just here listening to the preaching, but you must preach the gospel to the nation, you yourself. As we had our survey, more than 50% of us are not from Dumaguete. Some of you students in Siliman, and after 4 years, you will be going out. So wherever God puts you, that's your mission field. Mission is not done alone. Mission is not done alone. It's a team. Guys, we are a team. Maybe ako lang ang muato og Lebanon for this time, but I know you are with me. You are with me because I know you are praying for me. Whatever we do, whatever victories that we will have in Lebanon, that is also your victory. Our victories as missionaries are also your victories. Can you imagine? We have millions of people in the world, but you and I has given the opportunity to preach the gospel to the nation of Lebanon. Nani mga tao lain is the world, but God has chosen you to be involved, to be part of what He is doing in the nation. Wow, what an opportunity, what a privilege na gihatag sa atoa ni God. Whew. Missions is the purpose of the church. If you're going to omit missions, do you think we still have purpose? If you're going to not mind of a mission, we miss the importance of the existence of the church. Because missions is the purpose of the church. Now, I will show you some data in here. The workers are few. We have 429,000 world missionaries. And then here, if you're going to look at the ratio, missionaries to unreached people group, it's a tribals. One missionary is equal to 60,009 unreached people group. They say Hindus, there are 5,500 missionaries. One missionary is equal to 179,006 unreached people group. It's the unreligious. The ratio is 1:71,048. You say Muslims, the numbers of missionaries that we have right now is 4,200. One missionary is equal to 405,510. And the Buddhist is, we only have 2,000 missionaries. One missionary is equivalent to 260,000 won. One missionary, one Gigi, is equivalent to 405,510 unreached people. Tao lang po ako, napapagod din. Lord, ginan ba kong maminyo, Lord? But how about the 405,510, Lord? Can you imagine? The workers, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. You and I, we have a vital role to play. I cannot disciple 405,510 unreached people group. How about my love life? How about my love life? How can I say yes if 405,000? No, right? So I need your help. Anyway, let's be serious. For the past how many years, we have sent missionaries in Lahore, Pakistan, last December 2014. And then last December 2014, we sent 10 days missionary to Ho Chi Minh. And last October 2015, we sent another team to the nation of Lahore, Pakistan. And last November 2015, we sent a 10-day mission trip to the nation of Mumbai, India. And I am so privileged that I was part of the 10-day mission trip. In Yangon, Myanmar, we sent 10-day mission trip in May 2016. Now, there's a 10-day mission trip in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, last October 2016. And Battambang, Cambodia, that's the latest, which is Battambang, Cambodia, last July 2017. We have a vital role to play. Meaning, you are not just listeners here. We are not just, go Gigi, cheers. No, we are not just cheers here. We need more workers. We need more workers in the field. We need more people to be sent in the nation. So I challenge you guys to be part of this great opportunity. To be part of the Great Commission. Now let's go to purpose. It says here, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. The main command in the central verb is make disciples, which means, what is disciple? Ask yourself, are you a disciple? A disciple is someone who follows Christ, fellowship with believers, and fish for people. Meaning these are people who will win people for Christ. Unfortunately, 95% of Christians has never led a single soul to Christ in their life. 95%. We're talking about Great Commission, right? But when you talk about 95% of Christians not making disciples, it's like great omission. It's like we are omitting the greatest commission. If the church fails to evangelize the lost and make disciples as commanded by Jesus, then the church has lost its central purpose. Imagine it with me. If you are a scientist, if you have created or invented a cure for cancer, it's so ridiculous if you're not going to share to people who are already dying of cancer. Same with us. We know that there are a lot of people in the world who are hopeless, who are oppressed, who are in pain because they don't have hope. They don't even have faith. They don't know even Jesus Christ. And you know, you have Bible. You know how to preach. And this is the only cure of the pain that they are experiencing right now. When we went to India, we learned that Indians worship 300 million gods. Can you imagine 300 million gods? Mamatay na lang ka, di ka po na namo-worship tanan. What they do is that if they're going to pray to this god, if that god will not answer their prayer, they will transfer to another god. They will transfer to another god until that god will answer their prayer. And Jesus is only one of their prophets. It breaks my heart to see people who are worshiping cows, who are worshiping rats, because they don't know who to worship to. And here we are enjoying the presence of God, and we are doing nothing That's ridiculous. Because we have to do something. We hear the cry, as we sing the song a while ago, we hear the cry of the fatherless. And we're not doing anything. Church, we have a vital role to play to change the campus, to change the world. We always shout, change, change, change. Are you doing something? Are you doing something for that change? I hope and pray that you are doing something for that change. Amen? Fourth truth is plan. It says in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's a plan. Go therefore. Three important elements to make disciples of all nations: go and send, baptize them, and teach. Go. The failure of the world to hear is a failure of the church to send. That's so painful. And thank you so much, church, for sending me to the nation of Lebanon. And you know what? Why Lebanon? Lebanon is a strategic nation to reach out. And you know what? Lebanon has been into 7 wars. Can you imagine the pain, the hurt that they are carrying? But still, they have the heart and love for the Syrian Iraqi refugees. They are the only nation who helps the Syrian and Iraqi refugees. Going to the nation of Lebanon is like hitting 5 birds with 1 stone. Going to 1 nation, but reaching 5 nations. Syria, Armenia, Iraq, Turkey. Can you imagine if you were going to reach out 1 Iraqi student, 1 Syrian student, and we said that when we reach out student, we are reaching a family. When we reach a family, we are reaching community. And when we reach community, we are reaching a nation. And when we reach a nation, we are reaching the whole world. Imagine it, me, we're discipling the Syrian Iraqi, and the gospel will spread to Syria, to Iraq, to Armenia, to Turkey. Wow, what a privilege to be part of the Great Commission. Be part of the Great Commission. Now let's go to the third element, which is baptism. Baptism is a public profession of faith that you are followers of. This is a public declaration of your faith to Christ. Baptism connects us to the body of Christ. Now let's go to the third, which is teach. Teaching matures and grounds believer in the faith. Correct doctrines leads to correct living. That's why, if you have noticed, we tell you that we have Purple Book classes, Biblical Foundations classes, Leadership 113 classes, because we want to teach you correct doctrine. Failure to instruct sound doctrine results to compromise, sin, impotence, and lack of power in the life of the church. Now let's go to the last truth, which is presence. In verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. It means the presence of God is always with you when you go to the nation. When He has given us the test, He has given us the promise. The song a while ago, I'll never walk alone. That's true. That is very true. Because when we go to the nation, we will never walk alone. We will never walk alone because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Okay lang na alone ka ron. Naaman si Jesus. Woo! Now, let's talk about our mission. It's never too late. We can still do something for the Great Commission. What are the avenues? There are 3 avenues that we can be part of the Great Commission. First is, we can pray. We can all pray. Do you pray? Do you know how to pray? So you can be part of the Great Commission. You can pray. I hope and pray, church, that in a day, you will not miss to pray for our missionaries out there, for our cross-cultural missionaries in the field. And thank you so much for holding the rope for us. That will be a different battlefield. That will be a different spiritual battlefield. And opposition, and the battle is real. I tell you, the battle is real. That's why we need your covering prayers. We need your prayers, your commitment to pray. Gigi, wala ako extra ron. Di ko kapart. No, you can be part. You can be part of the Great Commission by pray. Imagine, you are just in your room praying for the nation. You are already part of the Great Commission. Second is give. Invest in what counts for eternity. It says here in Romans 10, 13 to 16, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? How can they hear? How can these Lebanese people, how can these Buddhists hear the gospel if we are not going to send missionaries in the field? Can you dare seeing them worshiping their gods? Can you dare seeing them in pain, hurt, because no one preached to them? Me, I can't. I can't dare to look at them in that situation, hopeless, faithless. That's why, church, you have a vital role to play in the Great Commission. Now let's go. Maybe this is not your season to go, but if God has revealed to you to be part of what we're doing in the missions, just freely approach us. Just approach us and tell us what God has revealed to you. Because it's already God giving us this privilege, this opportunity to be part of the Great Commission. I have a challenge for you today, church. Would you, at this time, accept the opportunity to be part of the Great Commission?
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.